Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for July 9 to the 16, 2016. Israeli Premier Netanyahu accused Palestinian government of incitement. Meanwhile, Israeli troops kill one Palestinian and injures more than 12 others this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many residents and their international and Israeli supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the weekly protest in the central West Bank village of Annabi Saleh on Friday. Troops attacked the protesters at the village entrance using live rounds, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Later, troops stormed and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. Troops also detained three international supporters and an Israeli journalist as they attacked the protest in Na'lin. In the meantime, many civilians also were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. Also on Friday in Bethlehem, at least 700 Palestinian and Israeli activists marched at the Settlers Road 60 against the Israeli occupation and the violence it creates. Combatants for Peace organized the protest. Irish activists also joined the protest. The Friday protest marked the 10th anniversary of Combatants for Peace. This week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu demands Palestinian Authority stop incitement as he approves more settlement construction in the West Bank. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
Advisor for Palestine and President Sultan Abu Lanain downplayed remarks by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu demanded halt of what he termed incitement for violence by the Palestinian Authority. He called on Palestinian Authority's President Mahmoud Abbas to fire the latter's advisor, Sultan Abu Lanain, for what Netanyahu considered incitement by Abu Lanain for violence against Israelis. Abu Lanain responded by saying that Netanyahu's remarks are meaningless amidst mounting Israeli violence by both Israeli settlers and soldiers against Palestinians. In a statement, Abu Lanain maintained that Israeli soldiers have killed many Palestinians in cold blood, given orders by the Israeli soldiers. He was referring to recent orders by Israeli military to kill any Palestinian who is suspecting of harming any Israeli. In the meantime, Egyptian Foreign Minister Sami Shoukry met last week with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. The meeting was the first of its type in 9 years and aimed at finding ways to push a stalled peace process forward. Both parties discussed latest French proposal to hold an international peace conference and the Arab State Initiative of 2002, which calls for the establishment of a Palestinian state within the 1967 borderlines, including Gaza Strip, West Bank and East Jerusalem, in return for normal relations between Israel and Arab states. In other news, Palestinian Authority is set to hold municipal elections in both Gaza and the West Bank. The ruling Hamas party in Gaza said it would make elections easy. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli attacks targeting West Bank communities this week leave one Palestinian killed and more than a dozen injured. Meanwhile, Israeli fighter jets target areas in Gaza causing damage. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Wednesday at dawn a young Palestinian man and injured another after the army fired several live rounds at a Palestinian car in the town of Arram, north of occupied East Jerusalem. Local sources said that three Palestinians were in the car and did not notice the deployment of Israeli soldiers who fired many live rounds on the car, killing Anwar Salaima, 22, and seriously wounding Firas Khadr Rishik, 20, while they kidnapped a Palestinian that has been identified as Muhammad Nassar, 20. Red Crescent ambulances rushed to the scene of the shooting, but the soldiers refused to allow them through. Salama was still breathing and bled to death after the soldiers refused to allow the medics to approach him. Also on Wednesday, Israeli soldiers demolished three Palestinian homes in Al-Karaj area in Jabal al-Mukabbar town, southwest of occupied East Jerusalem. Later in the week, undercover Israeli soldiers infiltrated on Thursday evening into Al-Mazra'a al-Gharbiya village north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, shot 13 Palestinians with live fire, and kidnapped one. Moreover, Israeli soldiers shot and injured on Thursday a young Palestinian man and kidnapped another after several army vehicles invaded Shu'afat refugee camp northwest of occupied Jerusalem. The army prevented Palestinian medics from approaching the wounded man and claimed that he carried a knife. This week, Israeli forces conducted at least 173 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 146 Palestinians, including 23 children. In Gaza this week, several Israeli military vehicles invaded on Monday at dawn Palestinian agricultural lands east of Khan Yunis city in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Eyewitnesses said that four Israeli tanks and three bulldozers advanced more than 150 meters into the Palestinian lands, bulldozed some of them and installed sand hills close to the border fence. Later in the week, the Israeli Air Force carried out on Wednesday evening two airstrikes targeting Palestinian agricultural lands east of Al-Burj refugee camp in central Gaza and Juhra Dik area southwest of Gaza City. The missiles hit farmlands, causing damage to nearby homes. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 9th to the 16th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Ashmawi and me, Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.